going on. Just hanging out, waiting for people to come in to file in. So, doing a little 80s vibes for you this morning. Enjoy the tunes as people file in. I'm going to start doing this every morning, 9 a.m. Central, every single morning. I'm going to go live. So, cool. We got some people viewing, watching. We'll get started here in a second. What's going on LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook? Just hanging out on Wednesday morning. Cool. Got some viewers. Awesome. So, thanks for joining us. So, here's the deal. So, I've been thinking. Been watching people, and my goal to you is to have a little hangout session every morning, 9 a.m. Central. So if you're on Pacific and you're watching, you can get up early, have a cup of coffee, and I just want to hang out with you. That's it. I think so. I have a podcast, Guidance Counselor 2.0. I've labeled this Guidance Counselor 2.0, and I'm coming live every morning at 9 a.m. for 15 minutes. And you can think of this as like old school radio show. I know when my mom, hey mom, used to drop me off in the mornings to middle school, high school. She used to play 80s music, 80s, just 80s bangers all the way to middle school and listen to the radio talk show. And I was like, man, like, you know what? I'm just going to do this. Because I think a lot of times in the job search, and in the entire career trajectory, people need someone to talk to. And even more so, I feel like I deal with specific things every single morning, or every single day that I can present, to you in the morning. So again, 15 minutes, I'm going to answer any questions. So if you have any questions, if you're watching, have anything about the job search, obviously post it on any platform. I'm going live again on Twitter, LinkedIn, and Facebook. But go ahead and post any question you may have. What I'm going to talk about today, though, is putting yourself out there. This is something that is terrifying for a lot of people. And it's something that I've really tried to encourage people to do. I think right now in today's world with everybody sitting at home, I think it's incredibly important to document and create. I know I've talked about it. If you've been following, you're like, Taylor, I get it. Document. I understand. So I want to read a post to you and an email that was sent to me that, you know, I want to share. Let me go ahead and pull it up real quick. So this email came from a job seeker, and he said, yo, Taylor, I'm like super chill with my candidates. Yo, Taylor, just accepted my first dev job. Want to send you a special thanks. Your recommendation of letting people know how the job hunt is going and staying vulnerable led me to create a LinkedIn post explaining my frustrations and disappointments, but still remaining vigilant. Need more coffee. That post managed to find its way to a friend who works at this company, and they sent the resume you helped me create. So if you need resume help, let me know. To their VP of software development. I officially owe you a beer. So again, I think it's super vital today. You know, people, you know, I've been, you know, you post on Instagram about your kids, right? You post on Instagram about, you know, your weekend at the lake house, right? Or the weekend at the lake. I don't know if you have a lake house. You know, we're on Twitter retweeting funny memes, right? We're on Facebook posting about your weekend at the beach. And it's like, it's really got me thinking, why can't you and why can't individuals document their job search process? And again, this is foreign to a lot of people, right? Because I think in people's brains, you have the job search or your professional life and your personal life. And I think there needs to be a blend of the two to a certain extent. I think you need to get comfortable documenting and posting about your job, right? Again, why am I doing this, right? Why am I doing this morning, right? I'm putting myself out there because I want to share with others, right? People want a feel-good story. Why do you think all the Netflix documentaries are hot right now? People want a story. And my biggest passion for you is why can't your story and your job search or what you do at your job be a story for others. And I think that's incredibly important for you moving forward. Now, a lot of people go, hey, Taylor, like, where do I start? Right? I barely have a LinkedIn. I barely have a Twitter, right? And I'm really honing in on LinkedIn and Twitter right now because I think LinkedIn's got is a powerful tool, right? To let you know why I would start documenting some problems you have at work, right? If you run into a snag from whatever you do at work, document it, right? And the reason why it's so powerful is that if I like your post on LinkedIn, you could have 2 followers. And if I like your post, my entire network sees your post. And that's close to 6,000 followers now. Like, that's how powerful it is. And what makes it even more powerful is the fact if you start tagging people in it, then like followers see it, if that makes sense. And so, you know, again, you're probably like, all right, Taylor, that's great. I understand. That's cool. But like, what do I talk about? All right. I'm gonna ask you a question for the few people who are still watching. We had a lot of people drop off. They're like, oh, great. Taylor's talking again. Got to bounce. Let me ask you a question. Yesterday at work, did you face a challenge? Did you have something that came up at work that you really struggled to overcome? If the answer is yes, you need to post that challenge and how you overcame it on LinkedIn. Now you're probably asking Taylor, hey, listen, oh, Kyle, by the way, thank you, buddy. I agree with you. Got to start that soon. Kyle, get on it, man. Got to get on it. The big thing is posting and being like, hey, listen, I had this problem with this issue at work. I've really struggled to overcome it. Here's how I overcome it. And I will tell you this, if you start posting that and staying consistent, right? Like if you start staying consistent, also, Kathia, thank you so much. Great information. It's good to see you. I hope you're having a good morning. If you stay consistent posting, it's a tidal wave. And it starts to resonate with people. Because again, the reason why I'm doing this live stream for 15 minutes every morning is because everybody deals with the same things at their job and in the job search. And the reason why I'm passionate about putting yourself out there is because I have seen people's careers transform because they've been vulnerable enough to create a video on LinkedIn describing themselves. They've been comfortable enough starting to document themselves. They've been comfortable, you know, putting themselves out there. And I think the thing is people are terrified to put themselves out there because of fear. It's fear. I get it. To be honest with you, let's be vulnerable. Like, I'm talking into a black hole right now. I don't see your face. I'm just kind of rambling. It makes me nervous. But the thing is, though, is I know if I affect one person on this 15 minutes who hears me, that's all that matters. I think we get so caught up in the follower count, right? Oh, man, like I only have five people like my post. I only have 3 people that retweeted me. And I think you need to reverse. I think you need to change your mindset when it comes to sharing your information. Right. If you can get one person to like your post and engage with you, that's one more person that you didn't have before. Right. People who follow me. Right. I'm going to be honest with you right now. I have put out posts that I thought are going to crush. And you don't see this. I do. I get 30 views. Right. I get thousands of views per post on LinkedIn. I put out some posts that get 30 views out of 1,000 posts. And it's just like the big thing is that I have stuff that doesn't hit, right? People always look at me like, oh my gosh, Taylor, you're crushing it. You're going live. I'm going to be honest with you right now. There's 5 people watching this, or at least I can tell for metric. 5 people. That's it. 5. That's it. But you know what? That's 5 more people I would have without doing this that are obviously watching me. And so again, My thing is you need to consistently put yourself out there. You know, Drew, my man, preach, my man. So Drew, you know, I need to get Drew on this. Drew, man, maybe we can hang out soon. Maybe tomorrow morning, 15 minutes in the morning. Guidance Counselor 2.0, we're going to have Drew on. But the thing is Drew did this. Drew did a video for his job search. Drew hit me up and goes, hey, man, I'm really, really over applying to job postings, right? Drew was a recruiter at Vaco. He's back up at home in Minneapolis, Minnesota. I think it's Minneapolis, Drew, right? And he goes, what do I do? I said, man, just put out a video. Hey, listen, I'm back up in Minnesota. We'd love to connect. Drew did that. He got offers, multiple offers by putting out one video on LinkedIn. One video on LinkedIn. It's just an incredibly powerful tool. Now, you're probably asking, Taylor, do I just use LinkedIn? Do I just use Twitter? What about Instagram, right? I think you do all the things, right? If you are passionate about what you do, if you, Drew, I got you. Shoot me a text. I'm in. Awesome. I'll do that. Kathia, thanks. We listen. Encourage already to make a video. Appreciate it. Keyshore, fantastic information. Motivating. Appreciate it, man. So, Kyle, I'll tell you your goal is accomplished for today. Thank you for your time. Finish. Stay strong. Appreciate you, buddy. You have a great day as well. But again, my thing is right now is you need to have the confidence to put yourself out there and stop being so afraid of likes and comments and retweets, right? I'm going to go back to what I was saying before I got distracted. I do that a lot. I would leverage LinkedIn more than anything else, any other tool right now, right? Any other tool. I would stop mindlessly scrolling through Facebook. I would stop mindlessly scrolling through Instagram. Twitter is a whole different animal. I'll get into kind of the nuts and bolts of Twitter on these live things for people to learn. But I think LinkedIn post once a day, have a thoughtful post. And here's the kicker. Here's the kicker. You need to engage with every single person. I see so many people that have all these comments and they just don't even comment with people. It's like you need to build community. I think your goal, and again, you're probably saying, hey, Taylor, listen, I'm not an extrovert like you. Listen, I can get my wife in here right now. She can tell you I'm a huge introvert. This takes a lot of energy to do this. I've had a lot of coffee already. But my thing to you is now's the time. If you are an introvert, now's your time to shine, because you can build community as an introvert completely digital. And one, people think you're an extrovert, which we as introverts love that. And two, you can really cultivate a community without having to put yourself out there a ton. And it really, really helps. So again, not going to belabor this point anymore. We're 12 minutes in. We'll go ahead and log off here soon. Again, put yourself out there, leverage LinkedIn. Document any problems. Document successes. You don't always have to document problems. Document successes. Share with others some tools and tricks and tips that you have learned from your job. Stay consistent. And like and comment everybody's engagement every single post that happens. And I promise you, if you do this for 90 days, I have seen people on my team that have tried to do it. They've already fallen off the bandwagon in a week. Danny, my man, tuning in. Yes, introvert doesn't mean adverse opportunities. So be an introvert that creates a network. Listen, I will tell you this. Literally, Danny is an inspiration to me. I'm just trying to be like Danny. Go give Danny a follow on LinkedIn and Twitter. He's the man. We're doing more stuff with him on my podcast, Unicorn Finders. And Dan and I are probably going to do more stuff here soon. Blake, just made my day. I'm not an introvert, but I've had a lot of coffee. Dude, I have lived off black coffee, man. I have lived off black coffee. So any good coffee requests, please send them my way. How many minutes should a video be for optimal engagement? Kathy, a great question. I need you to watch videos. Be aware of the videos you watch moving forward. I think 90 seconds or less, right? My marketing team that I have that around me. And again, shout out to that crew. I just want to give them a shout out. Shout out to Alex Pooler, Brandon Arve, Drew Skelton, Morgan Fisher and Summer Lennington. They're incredible individuals. If you want good marketing brains, please let me know. And I'll get you connected to them to help brainstorm. In regards to video minutes, we're looking at 90 seconds or less, at most 120 seconds, 2 minutes. So LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook fam, thank you for tuning into Guidance Counselor 2.0. The first, also Blake Americano. I hear you, man. I got to try it out. Appreciate that. Awesome. Writing this down. Absolutely. Y'all, thank you again. I'm going to tune in. Tune in tomorrow, 9 a.m. Share with your friends. 15 minutes. Won't take any more of your time. I appreciate you all greatly. Y'all have a great Wednesday.